For the Southwest, it's Triple M, and this week has actually been National Chronic Pain Week, and I did not realise until Danny Hutton from Next Gen Wellness in Australind got in touch with me to talk about raising the issues that come around with, chronic illness. So Danny joins me on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Angie.
I'm very thankful to you for, getting in touch with me about it, because chronic pain, we talked a lot yesterday on Triple M's No Talk Day about mental health, and I feel like chronic pain has a lot of similarities to mental health struggles because it's invisible.
It is invisible, and because it just grinds away slowly but surely and people's lives are impacted in every single way, their mental health suffers.
And that's not good. And chronic pain comes in all sorts of forms. So, you wanted to raise awareness around this topic. What is it important for all of us that don't have chronic pain that we need to know?
It's about understanding that there's so many of us that are suffering in silence. 56% of Australians have chronic pain, and it impacts their social connections, their sense of joy, and the fulfillment of their life can slowly completely deteriorate to the point where they're so immobilized, getting through the day is just a struggle, surviving hour to hour. So we just need to understand those that are suffering. They're not lazy, and that is one of the biggest points. People in pain have chronic fatigue. It's wearing on the body, and the brain fog that comes with it can be completely debilitating. So if you do know someone suffering chronic pain, it is important to ask them about it, see how it is impacting their life, show empathy. They don't want sympathy. They just want understanding. And it's also about encouraging people who do suffer chronic pain to get out there, take stock of the situation, and actually investigate what else can be done not to give up. There are so many wonderful therapies out there and new breakthroughs in our medical fraternity that can definitely help you.
Well, that's the most exciting bit. And I think this is what the important bit is for those suffering from chronic pain, maybe they feel like they've tried everything. But what's new in this space?
Oh, the understanding of how pain works in our body has completely turned on its head in the last 10 to 15 years in the medical profession across the world. So the way we understand how pain works in the body and what it's all about in the signal system, how it can be turned off, how that gets stuck on, has changed. A lot of pain specialists are now recommending a whole host of natural therapies, and Professor Mosley, he's a world-renowned science pain specialist, is out there training people to be pain coaches, and that's what I do.
Yeah, right. So you're at Next Gen Wellness in Australind, and what's some of the experiences that you've had with your therapies and your clients?
Most people come to me when they get to the point of something shifts, the pain will spread to another part of their body, or they'll lose yet another connection. And they've given up for a long time, and it gets to the point they just can't bear it anymore. We utilise your doctor's advice, other therapies such as chiropractic, physio, and together we really work through the belief systems, the mental health, it's a holistic package. And through that, we give people their freedom. I've worked with people that have been in incredible pain, debilitated for up to 30 years, and in 6 weeks have reclaimed their life.
It sounds too good to be true. What's the catch here, Danny? That seems incredible.
It is. And a lot of it comes down to, A, having a review of the medication, but essentially it is the belief system. Actually really drilling down on the belief system and making changes to their mental health, bringing their mental health up. In our culture, we develop belief systems along the lines of, once you're stuck, you're back, it's stuck forever. It's the language we use. We tell our unconscious mind that's what to expect. Our unconscious mind responds with, oh, so that's my lot. And it will actually keep those pain signals on, believing it's keeping you safe. safe.
So interesting to me, I think. So if there's, you know, people in the Southwest this morning that have identified with any of this, well, then thank you so much, Danny, for, you know, raising awareness. And that's what these weeks and days are all about. So National Chronic Pain Week, there is something you can do about it. And there is something that, you know, people that don't suffer can do to help those that suffer. So, Danny, thank you so much for raising awareness this week.
Terrific. Thank you very much, Angie.